This is 7AD. The Northwest Coast's own Casey Barnes is carving out a very successful career in country music, nowadays based on the Gold Coast. You're originally from Turners Beach, is that right, Casey?
It is, yeah, yep. Turners Beach.
The single, which we'll play shortly, Come Turn Me On. Now, number one on the country airplay charts. What about that?
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's our third number one in the last 12 months, I think, and we're starting to get quite a bit of commercial radio play now too, which is really, really fantastic. So, couldn't be happy with how it's going so far.
Yeah, well, you're a great example of how country music's morphed into, well, I guess the genre, to make it easy for people to get, is country pop. It's traditional country using traditional instruments with a modern recording style, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. The guys that I do a lot of work with, producers down in Melbourne, they come from that background. They do a lot of pop and rock, and you merge that together with country, and it's this perfect blend of sort of the sound that we've found over the last couple of years, and it seems to be working pretty well, and it feels like I've definitely found my own sound in the last couple of years too. So very happy about that.
And what about the success of the album Town of a Million Dreams?
Yeah, it was a big call last year, bringing an album out in the middle of a global pandemic and not being able to get on the road and tour and do shows. But we were really blown away by the response, and to get my first ARIA nomination and 4 Golden Guitars was pretty special. So it was great.
You're in your 40s now, so you've settled into your what you're about now. Things are good?
Yeah, it feels weird. It's definitely taken a lot of time. I mean, I remember growing up in Tassie and doing my first gigs down there, and some of my first gigs were in and around Launceston. And I remember going to Launceston College because I grew up on the northwest coast, but made the move to Launceston around, it would have been 17, 18. And, started doing gigs there, but then made the move up to Queensland. And it's, been a lot of hard work, but the last couple of years has really sort of paid off. And, since signing with Chode Music and the guys, it's made a huge difference.
Well, Gold Coast, pretty good spot to hang out. And I don't think a lot of people really know this, but the Gold Coast has really a quite a significant country music fraternity. I mean, you have people like John Williamson, for example. The legend lives just up the road, sort of up in the back hills there behind the Gold Coast. And you've got a pretty good thriving scene there, Gold Coast, sort of northern New South Wales area, haven't you?
Yeah, actually, I've got to say, not many people pick up on that. So well done to you, because, it is. It's a really, you wouldn't pick it, but Lee Kernaghan lives on the Gold Coast.
Yep.
Adam Brand. It's weird. We were joking about it last night because I'm obviously mates with Lee, and we can have a bit of a joke about this. But if you went up to your average punter in the street and said, where do you reckon Lee Kernaghan lives? They'd say, he'd be on a property out in the middle of Queensland with his Land Cruiser. And no, he lives in a nice little gated community in Sanctuary Cove. So he's not silly, but it's a great place to live.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to play this song now, Come Turn Me On. So for people who haven't heard it before, it's the first time they're going to hear it. Tell us all about it.
I guess it's all about, for those that have been in this experience of being away from home and, really just missing the one you love. And that's, I've got to team up with two really amazing co-writers over in Nashville. We've done a lot of writing together, And we wrote this one, during the middle of the pandemic last year. And it was just, all about that feeling of being away from home and wanting to get back. And it's that's the gist behind it.
I like it. All right, take it easy.
Thanks for having me.